Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore, and every week we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. This week, we don't really have a question, John, but we do have a celebration moment. I have my friend John Martin here setting in on this podcast. This is actually his first official day to work on our staff here at NLW International. And very, very excited, John, to have you here, man.
And excited to be here.
Yeah, I can tell. You look excited. I think he's already seen all the work that he has to do, and I think it's already settling in on him. This is a big job, but it's an important job. So we're going to hear from him in just a few minutes and telling us why he wanted to be a part of this ministry and also some things he has in mind that he's hoping to bring to us to help us, help worship leaders and help churches. Before we get into that, John, I just want to mention the importance of some things we have coming up that we think we're really excited about. And we have a new coaching phase coming up in a couple months. We have three coaching phases. We are in the influence phase right now. That will go through the end of March, and then we'll start a new coaching phase. We'll start one in May, and that one in May will be focusing on the impact we can make with our groups. So I want to encourage you. John would love to talk to you and just help you know more about that. And so we'll tell you more about that later, but just want to put a bug in your ear to start with today, beginning of our podcast, about thinking about joining our coaching community. We have a lot of fun. They're very interactive. Every week's never know what's going to come up, what we're going to talk about and pray over and encourage each other about. But we try to take different topics and make it really practical from week to week. And we also make it very customized. We actually help you develop growth plans for you and for your group. That's very, very personalized. Check that out and hopefully be a part of that. But for now, let's jump back into this with John. We've been friends a long, long time. But we've also shared, I think, a common desire to disciple. John's been a pastor for many years, and so he's got a pastor's heart. And when we saw the opportunity came available for us to work together in this ministry, wow, we jumped on that. So wherever you want to start from, John, tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, it is great to be here. I'm excited about what God is doing and what God has done. I remember, I think it was 12 years ago or so that you were at a church doing a revival for me that I was pastoring. And, you told me, hey, I got this idea. And yeah. we spent a little bit of time talking about it and praying over it and working out some mission, vision, statement type stuff. And I think that I bought in that day. I pastored for over 20 years at various sized churches, different styles of worship. I wish that I'd had this type of material. The coaching session you're talking about, I wish that had been available for the worship leaders that I've worked with throughout the years, even back then. It's just so valuable. The relationship between a pastor and the worship leader is so vital, so important.
Yep.
And they've got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
We never want any tension or anything within a staff, but, the pastor and the youth leader, the pastor and the children's minister, the pastor and the janitor may not always see eye to eye on everything, and it doesn't impact the congregation. Hmm. But if the pastor and the worship leader are not on that same page, then that's something that's going to be evident for everyone to see.
I'm glad you mentioned the relationship between the pastor and the worship leader. That's one of the things, frankly, John, I don't know if I've told you this, but I'm really excited about you being a part of this, part of our staff, because you bring that dynamic that we haven't had. I mean, I've never been a pastor. I've never been a lead pastor. And so it's hard for me to help people in that role or to relate to pastors. But we have a lot of pastors that come to us for help, for advice, for encouragement. We have a lot of worship leaders that want to know better how to work and communicate better with their pastor. So you can help us know how to do that. And I think that's going to be a really great asset to us that you do that.
Yeah, I'm real excited about the possibilities of that. But, even moving beyond the idea of pastor and worship pastor, the impact that the materials that we offer that the impact they can have on the church as a whole, anyone at any level. You know, Dwayne, I'm a firm believer that, and I don't mean this to sound cliche, but I'm a firm believer that worship is more than music. It's not about what we do on Sunday morning. It's about how that we live our life and just helping people to understand that you know, worship is a lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's not something we do as it's not a life event, but it's a lifestyle. And I feel that, you know, if the church as a whole could catch sight of that and just grasp that truth, man, the impact that we'd make for the kingdom in this world, it's phenomenal what it can do.
You were actually one of the first people that I tried this material out on, and when I was writing the Pure Praise book for my own team, I don't know, maybe I called you up and said, hey, I got this thing I'm writing, and you were always nice to me. You never said what you probably really thought back then, and you probably thought, he's writing a book, he's got to be crazy. But you know, you supported me in that, but you also took time to read it. And then you ended up taking some of your people through it. Maybe just take a moment, and because I remember you had a pretty phenomenal experience with some of the materials, even years ago with your own congregation, didn't you?
We did. I have ever since you came out with Pure Praise, I've encouraged each church that I've served at for the worship leader to carry, you know, the praise team, the choir, all of those folks through that. It's phenomenal. But, you know, one of the things that a lot of people may not know about, you know, you developed a church-wide campaign that takes some of those same principles, same truths.
Yes.
And, you know, I had the joy and the privilege of being able to pilot that in one of my congregations. And I'll never forget, we ended the whole thing with this emphasis on, you know, just that lifestyle of worship and what that looks like. I had a deacon, I've been a deacon for several years within the church, very dependable, very strong individual that came up to me and told me, he said, you know, preacher, he said, I want you to understand that one thing that I've come to realize and see out of all of this is that if I'm not leading people to Jesus, if I'm not fishing, I'll never forget, he said, if I'm not fishing, I'm not following. You know, he said, if I'm not actively trying to lead people to Christ, he said, I can't say that I truly worship him. And just the impact that made, I'll never forget, from that day forward, that guy, he was at every outreach opportunity we gave.
Wow, that's a great story.
And was really, really impacted by that. And that's the truth that comes from understanding the importance of lifestyle worship.
And that's one of the reasons over the years when we've talked, I've been praying. My wife and I would pray often, Lord, if you would just ever give us the opportunity, we would jump on it to have John to be a part of our staff and a part of this ministry. Because you worked a full-time job up till just a couple of weeks ago where you didn't have the time to focus on this ministry. But now you do. So why don't you take a minute and walk us through, you know, where you just came from to where you are now and what you're hoping for in the next, you know, next few months of being part of this.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about and believe that God has brought me to this point for is just to help you get the foundation laid. I truly believe, and I've always believed, Dwayne, that God had something big in store for NLW. I truly believe that he's going to use NLW International to impact this world for his kingdom. And just getting some of those tasks done that lays the foundation for not just what we're doing today, but for what we're going to be doing, you know, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Helping to just bring all of that together. And hopefully, as time progresses, being able to be more hands-on with even the different things that we're doing ministerially, maybe opening up some doors to minister to pastors who are struggling with the concept of worship or are needing some help in their own ministry and teaching about worship and teaching lifestyle worship.
And I think also in helping us develop even more church-wide materials, I know one of the things we hear a lot of worship leaders say is, you know, we feel like we have a grasp on standing up there and singing and playing, but we don't know how to communicate that and pull our people into really truly experiencing worship. We have developed and we continue to develop materials that can help churches understand and then experience true worship. We haven't announced your role, but your role is more in the operational area, Chief Operating Officer, Director of Operations, that kind of thing. But man, you just bring so much to the table, you know. So we're going to try to our best to keep you focused on the area that I'm the weakest, and that's administration. I definitely need help on that. But there's no way we got you around without also glean from your knowledge, your wisdom, and your experience. And so anyway, I just wanted to introduce you to our guys that, and folks that are listening by podcast, and just really excited, man, that God would give us this opportunity to work with you, and we pray for a long time to come.
We are excited. My wife, Dee, and I, we're just so excited about what God is going to do. We can't wait to see what the future holds.
Amen. John, if they want to schedule us for an event, if they want to know more about our coaching program, they can call our office or they can send an email to us. But you might very well be one of the guys that reaches out to them. So you may be talking to John in the future. And certainly if you'd like to talk to John, I know he would...
Absolutely. I'm always available. Anything that I can do to help, always feel free. You can reach me at jmartin@nlwinternational.com. I'll be glad to help you in any way that I can. Dwayne has a great heart, and Dwayne wants to go out and help anyone and everyone that reaches out. I'm the guy that can help make sure that we're able to do that. So feel free to reach out to me with anything at all that I can discuss or help you in any way. We want to do it. We do have some great materials, and I love talking about what impact you can see. Dwayne talked about the coaching network coming up, and it is the impact phase. And guys, I'm telling you, having seen it and experienced it, and as a pastor. I don't know a pastor that would not want his worship leader to be a part of something like that, because it does indeed make an impact that truly reaches beyond the praise team.
Right, that's our prayer. Well, hey guys, thank you for joining us today for this podcast. John, welcome, man, and thanks so much for being a part of this today and joining us. We are going to let you get back to work. And, well, hey guys, we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Don't forget to send in your questions, if you have one, to our office, office@nlwinternational.com. And we'll see you back next week. Thanks so much.